Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, October 5th, 2021. It is 10:34 a.m. and we are on the record. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
Heavenly Father, thank you for another day when we have to represent the citizens of Jefferson County. I ask that you give the court the wisdom and the guidance and your will to do what's best for the citizens of Jefferson County. We pray for those that are sick and shut in. We pray for all the employees and elected officials of this county. We pray that you continue your blessings upon this county as we go forward to a new season. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Said pledge of unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order under Commissioner's Court. Item D is considering possible approval of proclamation for 2021 National 4-H Week. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Ms. Garlick, do you have representatives here to receive the reading of this proclamation?
Yes, sir, we do.
Please come to the podium. All right. This proclamation reads, whereas the Jefferson County Commissioners Court is proud to honor the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service for 114 years of providing experience-based education to youngsters throughout the Lone Star State. Whereas this admirable program, which seeks to provide a learning experience for the whole child, including head, heart, hands, and health, helps young Texans to acquire knowledge, develop life skills, and form attitudes to enable them to become self-directed, productive, and contributing members of society. Whereas more than 550,000 urban, suburban, and rural youth participants ranging in age from 8 to 19 hail from diverse ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds and truly represent a cross-section of the state. And the program undoubtedly could not have achieved the success that it has today were it not for the service of more than 22,000 volunteers who have given generously of their time, talents, energies, and resources to the youth of Texas. Whereas throughout its proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role models for countless Texans and through its innovative and inspiring programs, continue to build character and to instill the values that made our state strong and great. Now therefore be it resolved, the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby designate October 3rd through 9th, 2021 as National 4-H Week in Jefferson County and commend the 4-H Youth Development Program of Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and the many men and women who have made the program a success as volunteers. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioner's Court.
Thank you, Judge.
Excuse me.
Could you look underneath there?
He's going to do it for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Brannick and Commissioners, for declaring October 3rd through 9th, 2021 National 4-H Week in Jefferson County. I am Mallory Crabtree from the Reach 4-H Club. I am chairman of the Jefferson County Youth Council. I am here today representing my fellow Youth Council officers, Matthew Satchfield, Mid-County 4-H, Maggie Landry, Reach 4-H Club, Luke Landry, Reach 4-H Club, Isaac DeVille, Reach 4-H Club, and Valley DeVille Reach 4-H Club, and 175 members of Jefferson County youth that participate in our 9 local 4-H clubs. 2020 through 2021 truly marked a milestone in everyone's life. The 4-H members in Jefferson County made tremendous progress in achieving the goals that they set for themselves and their clubs. When COVID developed, many of us had to use many of the things we have learned in 4-H. Our life skills, such as decision-making, record-keeping, creativity, and teamwork to learn new things or new ways of doing things to make our lives and endeavors in 4-H grow. An example of this was holding club meetings virtually via Zoom. We even had virtual contests held via Zoom. For 113 years now, the 4-H program of Texas has been engaging youth in activities that help develop skills for a lifetime. These skills range from communication to community service and from goal setting to leadership. Regardless of the skills learned, the benefits gathered from a young person participating in the 4-H program are priceless. We are a community of young people learning leadership, citizen, and life skills. 4-H is unique in that it offers experiences to both urban and rural youth by providing the opportunity to participate in community 4-H clubs, learning experiences in school classrooms, day and overnight camps, and other special interest opportunities. A young person's experiences in 4-H makes a difference for a lifetime by allowing them to grow and appreciate the importance of being a good citizen, a strong leader, and a person of character. In Jefferson County in 2023-2021, we had 1,283 youth participants in 4-H programs that offer the opportunity to succeed by learning life skills. Also, we had 52 4-H members participate in 145 contests at the county, including the South Texas State Fair, district, and state levels. One of the main community service programs we supported was the state endeavor to make masks that were distributed across the state. Texas 4-H members have always been proud of the communities they call home. Whether they live in cities, towns, or rural areas, 4-H'ers make their communities better year-round, but they couldn't do it without help. One Day 4-H was created in 2009 as a way for all 4-H members to say thank you to their communities, counties, and state for all the support they have provided to 4-H over 100 years. Now it is the 12th year. One Day 4-H will be held on October 9th, 2021 in every county across Texas. 4-H members, adult volunteers, and friends helped improve their communities by adopting a service project. First, we would like to thank all of our volunteers for helping Jefferson County 4-H in all we do. Again, this year we were doing several different projects around our community, so if you see us out and about, please say hi. So again, on behalf of Jefferson County 4-H, we would like to thank the court for their continued support of our 4-H program.
Thank you.
May we approach?
Sure. Commissioner Senegal's over there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
You know. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Y'all have a great one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Starla, for all your work with you. All right, moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider an approval award, execute, receive, and file a contract for request for statements of qualifications for professional engineering services for Mesquite Point Public Boat Ramp for Jefferson County with Fries and Nichols in the amount of $191,662, funded by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department grant and capital fund project funds. I'm going to skip B for right now. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Fifth Asset Inc., DBA Debt Book, for a software annual subscription in the amount of $7,500. And an implementation charge of $2,250 for the Jefferson County Auditing Department beginning October 1st, 2021 and ending October 1st, 2024. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an annual SaaS fee for Tyler Technologies Odyssey as follows. Odyssey e-notices for $10,000 per year. Odyssey Financial Manager for full for $17,630 for 3-year period. one-time cost of $60 for each credit card machine payable to Tyler for the initial Tyler debit key injection for 42 card readers in the total amount of $2,520 and agree to a $20 chargeback fee per chargeback transaction payable to Tyler. Convenience fee is 2.39% per transaction charged to the customer. The original agreement approved on October 21st, 2019, in accordance with the Sourcewell contract. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a 2040 services agreement with Function 4 for a flat rate maintenance agreement with Jefferson County Commissioner Precinct 4, as shown on Attachment B. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a 2040 services agreement with Function 4 for a flat rate maintenance agreement with Jefferson County District Attorney's Office, as shown on Attachment C. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Function 4 for hardware with Jefferson County Clerk's Office, as shown on Attachment D. Item H is to consider and approve and execute, receive, and file a 2040 services agreement with Function 4 for a flat rate maintenance agreement with Jefferson County Clerk's Office, as shown on Attachment E. Item I is to consider and approve disposal of scrap metal property. Scrap property to be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for such price as it may command with the funds returned to the county. And item J is consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on item A and C through J?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Offit. Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Got a quick question on D. I want to make sure this is the is this the original agreement that's approved that was approved in October of 2019? Is it additional or
it's
anything?
Additional.
Okay.
But it falls within the guidelines of the Sourcewell contract.
Within the budget.
Yeah.
And it is within the budget, correct?
It's as we went through the training.
Okay.
These are add-ons that are
okay.
We've discovered we needed.
Okay. The item I is that a specific department that's going to with the scrap metal? Because if it's not, I have some things that I would like to piggyback to try to get out of all your.
This is just one department, sir.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Can you
get facility? We will. All right. Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? You guys have it. On item B, we have a tie on the bids.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to need to pick one out. The agenda item is consider and approve award, execute, receive, file, acceptance of offer for invitation for bid for a term contract for Jefferson County Sheriff's Department law enforcement and corrections equipment uniforms with Burgoon Company, Galls LLC, and TND Workwear Company LLC, as shown on Attachment A. The award for item number 14 will be decided by a drawing of lots in a manner prescribed by the county judge. The purchasing agent has provided with an envelope that has two sheets in it. So Mr. Rupp, why don't you come up here and draw one of these out, please? There are two. Okay, item number 14 was decided by lot to go to Galls LLC. Okay, do I have a motion on item B?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Moving on to items under auditing. Item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2022 budget amendment for Port Arthur maintenance for elevator repairs in the amount of $46,343. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2022 budget amendment Constable Precinct 2 for replacement of vehicle in the amount of $36,186. Item C is receive and file a renewal of the Title IV e-child welfare and legal services contracts with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, renewal date being October 1st, 2021 through September 30th of 2022. Item D is considered and approved, directing that all money that otherwise would be deposited in a salary fund shall be deposited in the general fund of the county in accordance with Local Government Code Section 154.007. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 487357 through 487598. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush. Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
Question on the Constable 2 vehicle, is that because of a wreck or something?
That was a wreck that had happened last year, and there was some question on it. And then when we came through budget, it didn't get approved. So this was something I discussed with Commissioner Senegal and Constable Bates that we would add it to the budget when we opened up this year. It was one that when we sent the budgets out, we said we'd correct it after we'd already done the budget.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and approve the 2022 county holidays. Item B is consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations for the fall 2021 grant request. It's shown on the attached list. Item C is receive and file statement of officer and oath of office for Doug Saunders for Commissioners of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3. We've already done item D. Item C is to receive and file an executed amended agreement for professional services between Tim Richardson and Jefferson County for the period October 1st, 2021 through September 30th, 2022. Item F is consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute receive and file amendment number 2 to the interlocal cooperation contract between Jefferson County and Spindletop Center for the Mental Health Liaison Program. Do we have a motion on those items under commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second, Judge.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion?
Yes.
As far as county holidays, I had some employees asking. We did do the flat 12, but someone wants to take June 2 instead of one of the others. I will adjust to that.
I know we've had conversations about that in connection with the collective bargaining agreement, but I don't know. I think that in connection with collective bargaining agreement, that was dropped. I would think that if somebody wanted it, I don't know how you do it, because all the ones that we have down here are days when the courthouse is closed. So unless you are in maintenance, I don't know how you'd work that day and then take off another day. So you'd in effect be given 13 holidays, which could create a human resources problem. So would it be advisable after court for you to visit with Carrie and then come back to the court if you want to seek some kind of amendment?
Yeah, well, it was questions asked by some employees, so I wanted to make sure they understand. I thought we said we would stick with the 12, but you still would be able to choose. I don't know, get with your supervisor. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, what I said during the bargaining agreement was that as long as we kept with 12, I didn't care which one.
Yeah, that's what
they picked. But that didn't mean that we could have a difference. I mean, it was going to be one for all and all for one.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
If you start picking, we're going to have days where the courthouse is going to be closed, and so you're going to be giving some employees 12 days off and some employees 13 days off. And
no, my understanding was they may want to skip which one is this on here? And this is the one they brought Veterans Day and just take
the what?
I think it was President's Day.
President's Day is what I remember.
Yeah, well, I mean, they came to me and asked me that. Said, "Okay, I don't want to celebrate Veterans Day. Can I choose Juneteenth?"
No. Right. We did have that discussion, yeah, both during budget hearings and during the collective bargaining agreement. And unless the court were to approve some sort of a floating holiday, these are the holidays that the holidays that are listed are the ones that would be approved, you know, for next year. So there's not a provision right now for that. And unless the court wanted to come back and somehow establish a floating holiday that an employee could elect to take a certain day off rather than one of these days, that would be the only way that would work.
But
at this time,
it would increase the number of days. It would just give.
No, that yeah, it would just, you would say for one of these holidays it would be some type of a floating holiday. That's the only other option you really have.
Carrie, to give us some idea. Sets something up so we can at least look at.
Sure. Okay. Be happy to.
All right.
Yeah, we can adopt this. You want to come back and amend it before January 17th, which is the first holiday, we can have other conversations about it if y'all can come to some kind of agreement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Historical Commission, item A is considering possibly approve accepting a donation from Raymond L. Beats, FAIA, of a number of original pencil hand drawings of the ornamental exterior and interior stone and metalwork, as well as original floor plans and building elevations of the historic 1931 courthouse and sub-courthouse made by Fred Stone and his architectural firm, which includes miscellaneous specification documents for furnishings placed in the historic buildings. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce. Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Are these going to be displayed somewhere for the public to see? Or
I have them here in the box. I'd be happy to show y'all after court. They are folded. They need to be conserved, and they need to be, of course, we'd like to digitize them. So they are they're a little over 90 years old, but they are original works of Fred Stone and his firm. The ornamentation of the exterior of the building, the flagpoles, I haven't pulled out every one of them yet because I'm afraid to damage them. They're very cool.
I tell you, when it's safe to do so, I sure would like to just see them.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have one item to consider and approve out-of-state travel for Captain Bruce Minner to attend the 40th National Peace Officers Memorial Service honoring fallen Officer Dudley Champ in Washington, D.C., October 13th through 17th, serving as the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Escort Office for the Champ family in the National Peace Officers Memorial Service. Special opportunity to honor Officer Dudley Champ's ultimate sacrifice in line of duty. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Everybody moved and seconded. All right. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. We now have time for public comment. If you're in court, you can approach the lectern. If you are on audio, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your line to speak.
Judge, can I make a comment? You understand?
I'll get to public officials.
Commissioner.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hearing no public comment, any comment from elected officials?
Yeah, Judge, I serve on the LIT Foundation Board, and they have no salute to Real American Heroes event this year. My understanding is that they have taken the food that was allocated for that, and they're going to be giving out to first responders. And my understanding is today, I think they're coming to the Sheriff's Department to give out some food there. Other days, other cities and police departments. I just want to give a shout out if they're doing that, thanking them for honoring our first responders.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner. I would mention that thus far our infusion center has done over 4,700 infusions in Jefferson County, and our COVID positivity rates come down very dramatically over the last few weeks to 14.3% in our region, and we're extremely pleased that, as are the hospitals, with the impact that the infusions have had on keeping people from getting more serious illnesses and disease processes that require hospitalization. We're seeing a nationwide, almost, I mean, the Northeast and Alaska, there's some problems in a few spots, but we're seeing a pretty dramatic decline across the way, and provide the much needed break to our hospital personnel. So things are moving in the right direction. There's been, we're at about 50% vaccination rate for both vaccinations in Jefferson County, at about 59.4% for the first shot. And Friday there was great news that Merck had come out with a pill which is expected to receive FDA approval, that had extremely positive results in clinical trials. They actually discontinued the clinical trials because part of the clinical trial procedures of the FDA require placebos to give in to a number of people who subsequently were hospitalized, and so they felt that it was inhumane to continue the trials and not give those people who were early on in their disease process and positivity the real drug. So we anticipate that that's going to be readily available in the near future, and we're happy to hear about that. I think that any other elected official, Mr. White, would you like to say something about the infusions?
So 2 months ago, we were the highest rate in the state, 44% for Jefferson County, 41% for the TSA, which is the trauma service area. The Jefferson County number is always going to be a little higher because the three hospitals are in Jefferson County, and so that makes our numbers always look higher. But we've gone from 44% to 17% in about 2 months. So, I mean, that says a lot for the people working at the infusion center and the people that have been involved.
Yeah, and then we always need to keep those in mind when we compare ourselves with other areas. We might be unfairly criticizing ourselves because the hospital numbers, it happens the same way in mental health. We do about 2,200 mental health commitments a year, but that's because a venue in a mental health case is wherever the patient's found, and so we end up with patients from anywhere from 5 to 11 counties that sometimes visit our mental health facility. And it's the same thing. The hospitalization rates in Jefferson County show abnormally high, but only about 50% of the patients that are in the hospitals are actually from Jefferson County. The other 50% are from surrounding counties, primarily from Orange, Hardin, Jasper, Newton, Tyler, and Liberty, but every once in a while we get some from Galveston and Harris County too. So,
are y'all running the numbers to show that? Because that would mean, are y'all running the numbers to show
the
that?
The hospitals provide us with that information. Okay. We don't have a way to get it ourselves, and it does not show on SetRAC, the locale, but we do get those numbers from the hospital. And we've run between, over the last 6 months, we've run between 47% and 54% Jefferson County residents and the rest from surrounding counties. And we typically have a phone call at least every Wednesday with all the area hospitals, emergency management professionals, and healthcare providers to discuss where we're going with respect to COVID and what successes we're seeing and whether or not there are new modalities that need to be brought to the table to fight the issue or any new program. So we're thankful, very thankful, for the cooperation of the healthcare community and how they've been of assistance to us. Anything further?
Yeah, Judge, pending we may not have a quorum next week. Are we going to address that today?
I think we are going to have a quorum.
Okay.
I think, let's see. Oh, no. Were you?
I'll be here.
You'll be here. Commissioner Alford will be here, and I will be here.
We'll take the other two money.
Yeah. We're going to sue those rookies, huh?
All right. If there is nothing further, the Commissioner's Court within a closed session prior to us convening Commissioner's Court, we recessed out of that closed session. So I'm going to ask that we need to go back into that closed session and reconvene that immediately following Commissioner's Court. So I'm going to ask that we clear the courtroom as quick as we possibly can. And thank you also very much for being in attendance. Have a great rest of your week.
You do work for the DA's office.